We're going to look at some of the Sfasemet, the years Tafresh Mem Beis, and then a little bit of Tafresh Mem Gimel. Sfasemet is talking about Yaakov's arrival in Bnei Kedem, his arrival to Charan. Pasuk, beginning of Simen Chavtes, Vayisa Yaakov Ragla, Vayelech, Arzo Bnei Kedem. Next Pasuk, Vaya. He arrives and he sees, Vihine. Ve'er basadet, there's a well of water in the field. Ve'ine sham shleisha edreitzoy, three flocks of sheep, reivitzim alehu, all waiting to take water to drink from the be'er. Ki min ha-be'er hayhi yashkuh ha-ador, because from that be'er, all of the flocks would drink. Ve'ha-even gizaylo al pi ha-be'er, and the big stone is covering the mouth of the well. V'nesu shama kol ha'adorim, all of the flocks and all of the shepherds would come. V'gadolu ha'asav, and they would roll off the stone. Me'al pi ha'be'er, from off of the pea, the mouth of the bear. V'hishku ha'asatsoim, and they'd give their flocks to drink. And then, v'hishku ha'asav, and al pi ha'be'er l'mekayim. Torah goes into great detail, telling us about this bear. And the tzoyim, there are three that are there. There are more yet to come. When they all come, then they'll take off the heaven. Ha heaven with a hey ha yidiyah. The heaven, as you know, what the heaven is. What is the Torah telling us here? So the Medrash tells us that there are numerous simanim, numerous remazim that are being imparted to us about the sod, about the bear, about the heaven, and based on that. The one word that's not necessarily focused in on by the Medrash is Vaya, that Yaakov sees all of this. He understands what he's seeing. And so the Sfasema says, Vayar, Hine Ber Basadeh, Lechayre, Vayar Miyusar. That he saw is superfluous. Of course he sees. It's there. We don't yet know even how important this place is going to be. Of course, it's where he's going to meet Rachel for the first time when she comes with her flocks, with Laban's flocks. But Vayar is Meyusah, superfluous. The Havle Lameim, Rebbe Shom, Be'er Basada. There was a bear. What did he see? Ah. But you see, Hakol Remes. As the Medrash says, everything here is a remes. Everything here is a hint to tremendous ideas and to what the future of Rachel and Yaakov are all about. Because this is, after all, the epic encounter of Yaakov and Rachel in the beginning of what will be emerging, the Shiftei Kol. So what he sees is Ki ha'even ha'gdolos sha'al ha'be'er hu ha'yetzer hara. That the Medrash says. Medrash Rabbah Ayin Ches Bayar v'hinei ve'er basodeh zeh Pesach Knesset. And after all, that's where Yaakov takes it from, his father Yitzchak. Ve'yetzer Yitzchak l'suach l'sadeh. L'sadeh is the place of tefillah. So the drasha in the Medrash is that we're talking about a be'er basadeh. We're talking about a wellspring that comes from, and have we all the opportunity to get from it? Where we all have the opportunity, the Beis HaKnesses. V'hine sham shloisha edrei tzayin. The three edred sign, Elu Shloisha Kruim, the reading of the Torah, Karim Levi Yisrael. Ki min ha-be'er, because it's from this be'er, Yashku Kol Adar. All flocks eventually come. Eventually you get an aliyah, right? You know, either you're a Karim or a Levi or Yisrael, eventually you get an aliyah, right? But everybody hears the Torah. Everybody grows from the Torah. And then follows the Torah. Shemisham ho yushaymin es ha-Torah. The Medrash says, "V'ha'even ha'gedoyla." But what's the even gedoyla? Zeh yetzer hara, says the Medrash. That's the even gedoyla that stops all of the good that can come out of the be'er from being accessed by us. It's the yetzer hara, which of course we know. Yecheskel also tells us, right, that in the time to come, v'hasiroisi. Just looking at the posik, that Yecheskel says, v'hasiroisi leiv ha'even. That when a person can't, won't access the MS and see it and feel it, it's because he's being led away by the Yetzer Hara, which is called the Lev Ha'Evan, a heart of stone. And the cycle will come Lev Basar, then obviously you're going to have a flesh heart, meaning a feeling, thinking, knowing, understanding heart. So the Eben HaGadol, this Eben Gedola, Al Pi HaBe'er, is the Eitz HaHara. The reading of the Torah in the Beis HaKnesses is meant to shatter this stone, is meant to remove this stone. B'Gadolu Es HaEben. You remove that Yetzer Hara. How? Shemisham Hayushayim Es HaTorah. Because that's what Torah is. Torah is that force that ultimately removes the Leiv HaEven, so that we can think and feel and see. See is the operative word here now, according to the Sasanis. And that's why it says, Vayar V'hinei V'er Basodeh. It's interesting, the Medrash says, V'hishivu Es HaEven means, Shekevet Shem Yoitzim, but when we finished, your challenge began by the Yetzer Hara. Shekevet Shem Yoitzim Lehem, Yetzer Hara, Chayzer L'Mekayvah. Don't we know it, right? Everybody has experienced the day after Yom Kippur. If not the night after Yom Kippur. You have such a high, such a strong sense of my keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, you know, the Yetzer Hara, which we are in constant battle against. So the Sfasemba says that Vayar means that Yaakov understood the battle with the Yetzer Hara. And it's so important and poignant because he's about to face Lavan. And all of what Lavan's opposition to the building up of the Jewish people is all about. Arami Avidovi. So it's not Miyusar. Vayar means that he saw and knew how to fight and do combat with and against the Eben Gedola, the Yetzer Hara. The Mesame Ha'inayim. Because what is the Yetzer Hara after all? A Mesame Ha'inayim. It blinds us. You look and see, you should be able to figure out what is the Ratzon HaBore, how to fulfill the Ratzon HaBore, what's the right thing to do and why, and how to get it done. And somehow you can't see it. Because the blinders, literally, of the Yetzer Hara don't let us see correctly. And what does it not let us see? The Ein Royin HaMakar Mayim Chayim. Literally, what is Torah? Torah is the Makar Mayim Chayim, Zu Torah. But if there's an Eben that doesn't let us see it, then we don't even appreciate. We could be learning Chalila and not even realize that what we're learning is the ultimate in holiness. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's what I need to access and be with and care about, and that's how I'm going to become. But if we don't see it, because there are blinders placed on us by the Yetzer Hara, so that's the Yetzer Hara, that's Mesame HaSinayim. Ve'ein royin ha-makor mayim chayim. But there are times when we're learning, when we're in shul, when we're davening, and there's another medrash, also in Medrash Rabbah, that says very that says very interestingly that the Shleisha Edrei Tzayim referred to the Sholosh Regalim, because the Sholosh Regalim are times, as this Vasemis is going to explain, when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Be'er, Kibin HaBe'er HaHi Yashku, and this will sound familiar to you because, says the Medrash, Shemisham Ho Yushayev Imruach HaKodesh, come to the Beis HaMikdash, and we draw everyone there, let alone the great Nevi'im and Zekanim, draw Ruach HaKodesh. Vo'evan Gedola, according to this Medrash, Zu Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rim in Sefer Zuchus says that it's Simcha that can remove the effect of the Evan Gedola. Because the Simcha of Yom Tov is so powerful as to be able to cause us to see and feel and have a ruach that we otherwise wouldn't have, and can cause us to be able to look away from or otherwise not be blinded by the Yetzer Hara. Here the Sfasemis says, continuing in the vein of this medrash, that it's the Sholosh Regalim and that it's the times when we come to daven. Zulas lizmanim yeduim shemizgala pi habe'er, except for certain times when the Pi'aber is revealed and we can see truth and feel it and know it and conquer the Yetzer Hara, at least temporarily. And then he goes on to say, but we need each other. We need each other. And that's the point of the Medrash. Really, he's just explaining the Medrash. He's expanding on it with Vayar particularly, but he's really just explaining that's what it means. Kimisham there, or Kimin Haber, excuse me, Kimin Haber Ahi Yashku Ha'adorim. Not just these three. Everybody, not just the three who are Oyla to the Torah. Everyone who learns the Torah and everybody who comes together. Va'al yedei haknesia l'shem shemayim. Saying a beautiful thing. He's saying, that's the kayach of the tzibur. It's the kayach of klal Yisrael. Not just of an individual, but of all of us coming together. So that's what the regalim are all about. That's why the Torah says everybody has to go. Because we need each other. Because by being together, what do? We're together, goylel that heaven. When we're with each other, we're a goyel of that heaven. We get rid of that Yetzer Hara. We remove it from the Pi HaBe'er. Everyone knows the feeling. Right? There's no comparison. You come to let alone Tefillah B'Yechidus. But you come to a minyan of 10, very nice. You come to a minyan of 100, 1,000. It's not just an arithmetic kayach. It's a geometric power that we have. V'chein, that's why there are halachas about brachas to be made when you're in a gathering of that size. That's why we say the makalos. That's the whole point of that. It's the gathering and the strength we have in greater and greater and greater numbers. Because then, in this holy knesia, knesia meaning coming together. That's why it's called basic knesses. But this knesia, this coming together, l'shem shemayim, k'mashikos v'nesu shamakol ha'adarim v'galalo. As ha'evan may al pi haper, then we're able to take away the evan that doesn't allow us to see and feel the truth, and we can then access truth, and we can access ruach hakodesh, and we can become holy yidden and oivdei Hashem. So it's yom tov, like the Medrash says. That's what the regalim are for. But it's also in between the yom tov in the basic knesses, coming to shul in the right frame of mind with other people together. A kehillah, wow, what a power. And it's transformative to each of us. Each yachid is changed by that, because for each yachid, everyone has his own big evan. Boy, is it a big evan. Everyone has a big evan on their pi haBe'er. But together, we're able to roll off that evan. We're able to take that yitzhar. We help each other. I mean, that's what chavrusas do, and that's what shiurim do, and that's what kehillahs do together. And then he says, mechein b'shabbos kodesh. So this is a very Kabbalistic idea. This is, of course, what Brozah de Shabbos is, a Chavis Brozah de Echad. This is the concept of how everything that Kodesh Baruch created on six different days in different ways comes together on Shabbos Kodesh with one unitary purpose, L'shem Shemayim. Everything comes together and it's all one, and Klal Yisrael also comes together. That's what the Rim says. Basically what we're going to read now is something that the Sfasemes saw already by the Zayda, by the Kedush Yerim. V'chem b'Shabbos Kodesh Yimischarim Kolon Habruim Ba'achdus V'al Zeh HaRemes Pi HaBe'er. Pi HaBe'er, when was... Remember, according to the Medrash, we understand that Pi HaBe'er is the same, not that it's the same Be'er, but the same concept as Pi HaBe'er of Be'er Miriam. Meaning this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us and provides us with the ability to access Kedusha is Pi HaBe'er. That access point is the Pi HaBe'er, says Midrash Rabbah. Comes along the Sfasemes and says, ah, that's Shabbos Kodesh. When was the Pi HaBe'er created? Says the Mishnah in Avos. Among the 10 things created, Erev Shabbos, Ve'nash Mashos. Right? Pi HaBe'er. Says the Sfasemes, and the Remez to Shabbos is the Pi HaBe'er. The Remez to the Regalim is the Shleisha Edrei Tzayin. That's in Medrash Rabbah. It adds the Sfas Emes. There's another time when Yidden come together, Shabbos Kodesh. And there's another time that's actually dedicated and meant to be the time of Yichud and of Achdus. And because of that Achdus, we read in the Zohar HaKadosh that causes all kinds of Ketrugim and all kinds of Chalila Dinim that are not good to be set aside, to be cancelled. Chaldinin misabrin mina, the Lashon is. That's because we come together, and in that togetherness and with that achdus, of course it's an achdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the ultimate echad, so much good can come from it. But the remez to it in the pasuk is the Pi HaBe'er, because the Pi HaBe'er, that miraculous bear that came and traveled with us and provided for us throughout the years in the Midbar, was created like other special things above Teva, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. That's the remez in the pasuk Pi HaBe'er. So far what he has said is that Yaakov sees, he sees that there is this tremendous opportunity to come together with Rachel, specifically here. And remember, Rachel boy, when Rachel comes and the pasuk says, "Hinei Rachel, bitoy ba im hatzayin." So who are the tzayin? The kedushas lady says tzayin kedushin. It's a remez to us. Probably so. Rachel bitoy ba im hatzayin. You think Rachel is busy thinking about sheep? What do those sheep represent? What does Rachel stand for? What does Rachel stand for? Rachel stands for the mama of Klal Yisrael, who Mama Rachel cares about the tzayin. Who cries for us? Who's mevaka al b'neho? Rachel mevaka al b'neho. That's pshat. V'Rachel bitoy ba'o im hatzayin. That's what Rachel's all about. Our mother Rachel, about us, caring about, davening for, urging, begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our sake. So this meeting with Yaakov, when Yaakov sees, she comes, ba im hatzayin, says Yaakov, I can see, vayar, v'hinei ve'er basodeh. He sees that there's a tremendous be'er of Torah that the tzayin will be able to drink from, but we will have to have the removal of Yena Evan. That Ha'evan G'dayla has to be removed. And we need Adarim. We need coming together, Klal Yisrael. Like we do on the Yom Tov, like we do when we come to Davin in between the Yom Tov. We need the Knesia L'Shem Shemayim. And then, together, we grow and we become stronger so we can each remove the Evan. That's Al Pi HaBeher. Now let's look in a continuation of this idea to the next year, Tuf Resh Mem Gimel, also on page 242, left side of the photocopies, on the bottom, Be'er Basadeh. As we've said, Habachinas Torah, but he says specifically Torah Shebal Peh. That's the word Pi HaBeer. The fact that it says Pi HaBeer means that we're talking about the Be'er, not only of Torah, but specifically the great Torah, Shebal Peh, Ashenota B'Soicheinu, which is deep within us, but now it needs to be given voice. Now, when we say given voice, understand, he doesn't just mean the ability to speak, articulate with teeth, and a mouth, and a tongue, and a voice box, a larynx. He means it's in our neshamas. Deep inside of us, there's a tremendous voice of Torah. There's a tremendous knowledge and a voice of a true Ben Torah and of truth of Torah that we have to bring out. We have to sit and care and learn and harava over a Black Gemara, and then we will find it. We will discover it's in the Be'er, that Mayim. It just has to be worked on to be brought out. Ha bechinas Torah shebal peh ashenota b'soicheinu. By the way, the tour in Kuf Lamites, in Orachem, Kuf Lamites, the tour says ashenosim lanu Torah semes, it's Torah shebal tzav. V'chaye oylam nota b'soicheinu, it's Torah shebal peh. That's what he means here when he says not the b'soicheinu. It's within us. It's within us. Everybody knows that when you learn a good, you learn a shtickle gemara, you hear a dvar Torah, you say over a dvar Torah, it's not outside of you, right? It becomes a part of you, like the first, right? Like the first paragraph of Tehillim. David HaMelech says, first he just calls it Torah, and then he says, Ube Torah so yehege yamun v'lev. Ki im b'sayras Hashem chefzoi, Ube Torah so yehege yamun v'lev. Right, the top pasuk says, "B'saris Hashem kapsoy." It's Taras Hashem. Then you learn it and you work on it, and it becomes yours. It becomes a part of you. Ubesayra soy in his personal Torah. Yeah, yom below. So it's that's Taras Shabbal Peh. B'sechenu, it just has to be actualized. Let's continue. In imtzim yizeh b'chol ish Yisrael rak shitzuchin liskeis l'kayach hapeh. But you have to be zoichet to the kayach hapeh. And again, he doesn't mean the ability to speak. He means thought. The depth of thought, the depth of the soul, the depth of the neshama has to be brought alive. Sha'alzem mevakshin, that's what we say when we daven, or before we daven. Hashem shvasai tiftach. We're asking for a kayach hapeh. Ufiyagi tehilosecha. The remnant to this is the pi habeher. Because it's not just about tefillah, it's about tefillah and about davening, and it's about avodah. that is transformative, that changes us. And how do we access this? What do we need to do if we're going to really get the Koyach HaPeh, meaning how are we going to bring out from within us that great potential that we should have all of that which is potentially our Torah, that could become my Torah, it's who and what I am. Who al yidei hasaras, as in we got to get rid of that stone. Sha'al pi ha-be'er. We've got to get rid of that stone. Ba'al zeh nitken ha-gimel tilis b'chol yoyin. That's why, and this is Sfas Emes again, based on the Medrash, Gimel Edrit Zayin, Shachris Minchem Ma'ariv. Val Yidei Shemisasvim Tfilas B'nei Yisrael. Like the Medrash said, you get together, the Knesiyah L'Shem Shemayim, Niftach L'mal Asherish Pi HaBe'er. That changes, in Shemayim, we are opening up a Pi HaBe'er that will open within the heart of the Yid, so now he can think and feel and understand himself and understand his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that Lat Gemara too. And daven to Hashem in real, heartfelt, true communion with him, not just saying words, Cholila. Kedichsiv v'nezvu kol ha'adarim. V'chein kosev shemei atfilu adechu kol basa yavo. You need everybody together. Then he says a fascinating thing with which we'll conclude. He says, Rak, Shekol Yachid, Kifi Shemachnis Atzmoy L'Teich HaKlal, to the extent that you bring yourself to be a section of, a part of, I don't want to say bottled to the cloud, but that you are completely, truly merged with the cloud, that you are Makir, that you recognize, I am a Yid. I am one of millions of Yidden. I am one of millions of Yidden who are serving you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this mitzvah or and with this Torah, this tefillah. We're about to daven Ma'ariv. This tefillah is ours. I'm one of tens of thousands davening at 8:15 Yishalayim time, Israel time. I'm one of millions davening Eastern Standard Time in America. I'm one of hundreds of thousands davening at. I am not alone. We have a tremendous ability to open up the heavens, not just in answer to our requests, but to change ourselves, to transform ourselves as Jews, as human beings. But kol yochid kifishim machnis atzmoy l'toych haklal. But you have to do that with the koyach of the adorim. That's what it is. V'nes mishama kol hadorim. Everyone comes together. V'golulu. As however, we can remove that heaven and we can become so accessed to, or we can so easily access the Be'er and the Mayim that's in the Be'er. But we have to be a real part of that cloud, because the cloud has the kayach to do this, to remove that heaven and to open up the heavens and to see what pours forth from the Piha Be'er. The cloud has that kayach more than any yachid could ever. And so we merge with the cloud, and we recognize and feel, I am part of the cloud. And that's why so many times when we say, Yehiratzen, right, L'shem Yichud, L'shem Yichud, you say, B'shem Kol Yisrael. I'm not doing this mess. I'm doing it as a Yid. Changes who and what I am as I do it. And now it's able to be that transformative and that much more powerful. So that's what Yaakov saw, Al Pi HaBe'er, as he began the great story of bringing together himself and Rachel to build the Jewish people. He sees the Pi HaBe'er, he sees the possibilities of what will flow from the Be'er, and he sees how to remove the great or awful Evan, may Al Pi HaBe'er, so that Yashku HaAdorim, so that all of the flocks of sheep, the Tzayin Kaddishim, that's Klal Yisrael, should be able to drink and grow and flourish in Yirtz Hashem. Should be zoicha to see the Tzayin Kaddishim that Yecheskel talks about, the Moed on the Yom Tovim, once again flocking together to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yishleim HaKadosh rebuilt.
Amen.